Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, peace be unto you. You with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health, and also your certified symptometry health coach. Brothers and sisters, it is our aim and objective here on AM360 every week to enlighten health conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics, the cause of all of their diseases, and to also help them to help their cells to self-protect, self-cleanse, self-regulate, and self-perpetuate in cleaner blood with more oxygen. It is our objective, brothers and sisters. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here with you this evening and for allowing you to be here with us. We thank you so very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to spend some time with us, to share in this information, this science that's called symptomatic science. Brothers and sisters, we like to share that what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and the chemical to which we expose ourselves to affects our cells and their behavior, their structure, in the following three ways. Number one, they will cause pH imbalance and iron loss. Number two, they will fill our blood with impurities. And number three, they will make us violate the pH rule, the natural laws, the laws of physics, and the rules of health. And once we are in violation of these rules and these laws, brothers and sisters, a disease will occur. This is what happens. A person is not sick because they don't have a specific drug in their system. They're not sick because they don't have a particular dietary supplement in their system. They're not sick because they're not taking some pharmaceutical drug or some herb or some supplement. They're sick because they have violated the rules to health, the natural laws, the laws of physics, the pH rule, the speed law, the iron rule. This is why they are sick, brothers and sisters. We'll be sharing more information about all of these different rules and laws, and this is what health is all about. Brothers and sisters, we have our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, with us today. We're going to open her mic, and then we're going to prepare to take a short break. And we're going to come back and start our program. I think she'll be talking with us today about the importance of salt, the importance of cooking salt. In cytometry, we have scientific cooking, scientific eating, and scientific living on this planet. All of these things are important for us to optimize our health and become the best possible human being on this planet. That's what it's all about. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to take a short break. Please do not go anywhere. Take a moment to call someone to let them know that we have Optimal Health going on AM 360 and that they need to be here to hear this information that's going to be shared today, because it definitely will be able to help them to improve their health, to improve their health. So, brothers and sisters, we'll be right back. Please do not go anywhere. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Mukhtar Mohammed, the Executive Director for the Community-Wide SURE Conference. Every day, America Muslim 360 serves you with content you can't find anywhere else. It's Islamic and human excellence programming at its best, and with our superb production team, staff, and you, it also makes us the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. The nonprofit Community-Wide SURE Conference Incorporated, that I have the privilege of serving as Executive Director, is the parent corporation that brings you American Muslim 360 every day. It's our flagship intelligentsia that's part of a family of intelligentsia components that include two broadcasting stations, National Speakers Bureau, the Model Communities National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resources Network assisting communities around the nation, a national think tank publishing at the national and global levels of SURA, college scholarships and historical preservation programs, experiential learning labs, intrafaith and interfaith collaboratives, internships, leadership development, and ambassador programs, and finally an international collaborative, all serving you to help remake this world. I'm asking you to join me during this blessed month of Ramadan to support AM360.org and all of CWSC with your generous contribution. Go to CWSC.us now and look for the blue donate button to make your secure, convenient gift in any amount that's comfortable for you. You can make a one-time or recurring contribution, which enables us to better forecast our operating revenue and know that we have your financial support each month to keep us strong and ready to remake the world. A recurring contribution is an auto deduction, meaning you can choose an amount to be deducted from your personal account or credit card and then set it and forget it, making it easy to do your part every month. You can cancel your auto deduction at any time. And of course, while contributions are tax deductible, it is the multiplied blessings of Ramadan that give the greatest rewards. Our most popular recurring giving level is just $9.99 a month, or 33 cents a day. But give what's comfortable for you. And it's a small individual amount based on all of us as believers doing our part to keep us connected, our intellects respected, and our voices protected. You can also call in your gift at 910-317-0297. Again, that's 910-317-0297. And tell us your name, telephone, and email, and a representative will assist you with making your contribution. And if you'd like to mail in your gift, make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc., that's CWSC, INC, and mail to CWSC, Marina Village, that's Marina Village, 4905 34th Street, South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. We thank you for being a loyal listener of AM360.org and a supporter of CWSC. Remember, together we can remake the world. Ramadan Eid Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host, and also Mrs. Rita Teller, our guest today on AM360 on Optimal Health. We thank you for joining us. Ms. Rita, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak to all of you.
Ramadan
Mubarak. Delighted to be here, certified health coach with Centometry and in the master's program, and I'm delighted to share some facts that you need to know about salt. And I want three takeaways from here, from this lecture: why you need salt, and the importance of salt, and the salt that you need, the only salt you need to use in your cooking. It is so important for people to know the kind of salt, because we have all kinds of craziness out there telling you that salt, you need to use other salt. So that's I'm delighted to share the importance of salt with you guys today.
Excellent. Well, go right ahead, Ms. Rita.
Okay. So, as I said, I just wanted to share with you why you need salt. We all need salt, because if you don't have salt in your body, your neurons are not going to connect. You're not going to be able to think. You're not going to be able to write properly. So if your doctor tells you that you have high blood pressure so you don't need salt, it is not true. You need to understand why, and you need to ask the questions, and that's why I am going to share with you today the importance of salt, okay? Why should salt always be in our food? That's a question you need to ask yourself. It must be in our food for three reasons. Three reasons. First of all, it's a preservative. As a preservative, it protects collagen. We are made of collagen. The human beings are made of collagen. It will disintegrate very quickly. Secondly, it is a taste enhancer. As a taste enhancer, it stimulates appetite. So you need salt to stimulate appetite, to allow you to, the reason for making us enjoying our food is to allow you to supply the energy and more nutrients to our body. Our body needs nutrients. If they don't, they're going to starve, and you're going to have all kinds of systems and diseases. So if you do not have appetite, then you have a problem, because you know what? Your body will not be nourished. Your body will be famished. Your body will, the cells will not work, and you will not produce the enzyme, because as soon as you get the nutrients, the enzymes are produced to take care of ourselves. So if you do not, you know, get nutrients, an enzyme which you need to have in your body for cell functioning, it's not going to be there. So it's important, okay? So, and the third reason is that we use salt to produce saliva and amylase. We need salt, you know, and, you know, and amylase, to tell the truth, is the start of digestion of all the sugars in our five food groups, and digestion start in the mouth. So if you are not cooking with salt, you are making a huge mistake. And I gave you the three reasons. As a food preservative, as a taste enhancer, and also you produce saliva and amylase. Amylase is the start of digestion, and if you don't digest your food, your cells are going to be famished. Okay, so that's the reason that you need to know why salt is important. And please, if you're relying on vegetables to provide you with nutrient assimilation, I have news for you. We are not plants. We are humans. Humans are made of collagen. Plants are made of cellulose. They are two different things. We are made of collagen. Plants are cellulose. And cellulose is not collagen. Also, plants have DNA. And humans, we also have DNA. And so what is good for plants is not good for us. You know, there's so many misinformation that, oh, plants are there for us. Who told you that? No. Plants are there for themselves. They live in the wild. So they protect themselves with viruses and microbes and all that stuff for predators. But when we go in and we get them, we just bring them home and we start eating them raw. Oh, gosh, you don't know what you put in your body. Because that raw stuff has microbes that is the beginning of diseases. Okay. So we talked about it. And basically, a lot of people also do not, they cannot digest fish. They cannot digest meat. And many more cannot digest even grains. And the reason they cannot is that because they do not produce HCL and amylase. And you know, drugs, pharmaceutical drugs need only HCL because HCL can split them and place them in the pathway to their target. So all I'm saying is that a person who do not cook with salt would have a thyroid disease because they will not be able to produce iodine. How many of you know of somebody with a thyroid disease? I know. My husband used to have a thyroid disease. We were told not to use our salt before we came to centometry because my husband had high blood pressure, so I stopped cooking that. And then when I came to centometry 8 years ago, Dr. Nata said, no, you need salt. But I've learned the reason why I need salt because, you know, there's always a reason, the why. You know, why you shouldn't eat something. And the why is what I'm giving you. Thyroid disease. And thyroid, you know, people have thyroid cancer. But who asked you to do that? Because your doctor told you, oh, you have blood pressure, so don't eat salt. So please, that is misinformation. And that's why we have centometry. That's why we encourage you to enroll in the class to learn about these kind of situations because your doctor is not going to tell you that you need salt in your body. Okay. And also the other thing that if you are not cooking with salt, I said you have a thyroid disease, and you know what? Iodide is different. You know, you need to produce iodide. I didn't say iodine, I said iodide. Okay, iodide is different from iodine because without iodide, your thyroid gland cannot produce the hormones call T3 and T4 to digest fat, oil, starches, sugar, and protein. Those are the five food groups that you need to be consuming every day. They are fat, oil, starches, sugar, and protein. And without iodine, your central nervous system will find it extremely difficult to mature. Again, your nervous system, your neurons will not be able to connect. And your doctors are not going to tell you that. Okay. And if the protein cannot be digested because your stomach cannot produce pepsin, again, your pancreas will not be able to produce the three protein splitting enzymes. And a person who cannot produce that will not be able to produce hormones. Okay? And a person who cannot produce many hormones will not be healthy. Believe me, what is the definition of health? Health is the reward that our cells bestowed on a person who aligns their needs of the cell, their mind with the needs of the cell. Your mind is the one that health starts in the mind. And if you're not eating, you know, using the wrong kind of salt, it's not aligned with your cell, because your cell is telling you you need salt. So you will not be healthy unless you do the right thing. And they're telling you that hypertension, you know, eating salt causes hypertension. Who told you that? That's a lie. That's misinformation. We were misinformed. My husband and myself, we were misinformed for many years. And when we came to St. Thomas, we opened our eyes and we started immediately putting a pinch of salt in our food. We are not talking about sprinkling the salt on your food. That's not what we're talking about. You need to put the salt in while you're cooking on the hot heat. Not sprinkling, no, that's a no-no. I see a lot of people when they get their meal, they just, you know, they will sprinkle salt and they'll sprinkle pepper and all that stuff. Salt, you need to cook with salt, not sprinkle. Okay, so make it in a point. And people say, if you do not, again, I want to share that with you, if you don't cook with salt, you will have a weak heart, a blood pressure that is so dangerously high or low. And you know what? Your blood pressure should be just right. It shouldn't be 108 over 60. That's low. Or 90 over 60. That's low pressure. Okay? Or it shouldn't be 178 or over 100. That's high pressure. It has to be right for your cells to function properly. Okay. So the truth about having hypertension have not been told. Hyper means there's tension within your arteries. That's all hypertension means. Tension within your arteries, and your arteries needs to be stabilized. So once it is stabilized and the tension is gone, I think we talked about the blood pressure line last week, you'll be able to know that the salt doesn't have anything to do with that. It's tension within your arteries. Okay? So if your doctor tells you that you don't need salt, you tell them that, no, sir, I'm going to eat salt. And you know what? I will tell you the kind of salt that you need to be cooking with. Right? And I told you you need salt. And the only salt that you really need to be cooking with is iodized salt. Iodized salt. And I'll tell you why you don't need rock salt and Himalayan salt, and because they all have bromine in them. They have poison in them. Okay? So let's talk about the dangers of other mineral salts. I told you that the only salt you need is the iodized salt, okay? Because it has iodine
It has sodium and it has chloride. It has three things in there that your body needs. All the others do not do that. So let me tell you what people are doing, and I find it very troubling. Okay? People have turned to mineral salt into cooking salt. Okay? Mineral salt that will turn into cooking salt will cause thyroid disorders, neurological disorders, inflammatory diseases. How many people have inflammatory diseases all over their body? Everybody says, I have inflammatory. Do you know why? Ask your doctor, why do I have that? What are you cooking with? That's the first question you need to ask yourself. Am I cooking with iodized salt? Am I cooking with that blue salt with the little girl that basically have the amblera there? Because the reason we are saying that is that that is the one that holds the three, the sodium, chloride, and iodine. The other salt, I don't know about that. But we have, Dr. Knight, have done research that I have more than iodized salt is the one that holds the three, the sodium, chloride, and iodine. The rest, we don't know about that. Okay. How many of you cook with Himalayan salt or rock salt? Himalayan salt and rock salt contain mercury or other toxic metals. And you don't need toxic metal in your body. And they are mineral salt. Himalaya, you do not need mineral salt in your body. You need iodized salt in your body. Again, they are mined in Pakistan, okay? And it comes from a mixture of lithium, calcium, potassium, and rubidium. There's very little chloride in Himalayan salt, pink salt, or rock salt, which make them unfit for human consumption. Himalayan salt is unfit. So if you have one on the shelf, throw it out. It is no good. You need to be cooking with iodized salt. Okay? Some mineral salt may turn urine black, pale green, orange pink, light blue, or reddish when it's supposed to be yellowish. Okay? At some point, the non-yellow urine will start emitting an unpleasant smell, and usually this unpleasant smell is ammonia. And you don't need ammonia in your body. As a matter of fact, you need to clean the ammonia out of your body, not add more ammonia to it. Okay? Your urine, a person who has non-yellowish urine will confirm that the glomerulus has been damaged. Your urine should be light yellow. If your urine is plain, nothing, better get your blood analysis to find out, because your glomerulus have been damaged. And you will start getting inflammatory diseases and edemas more than a person who frequently eats food that was cooked with mineral salt. Do not use mineral salt. It's bad for yourself. It's bad for your body. They're just making money. It's business. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers, and as you do Ramadan, it's bad for your health. Don't use that, okay? And you need, if you damage your glomerulus, it congested, and your GFR will be extremely low, and creatine will be high, and you need, those are the things that your liver produces, and it will compromise your kidney. How many people do you know on dialysis? How many people do you know have kidney diseases? Did you ask, why did I get kidney disease? What kind of salt have you been cooking with all your life? Were you told not to use, salt, or did you just start using Himalayan rock salt? People that use those salt, they'll wind up with a disease sooner or later. It will come back to haunt you if you do not cook with the right salt that your body needs. Your cell need iodized salt. Iodide that contains iodine, sodium, and chloride. Those are the three things your body needs. The cell need that. Okay, so as your mineral salt, I'm talking about those are the Himalayan, the rock salt, the all kinds of salt that they sell, the pink salt. Those are all mineral salts. Okay? And I want to make it clear to you that mineral salts are not cooking salt. They are not. They are not. They are plant salt. Rock salt, just like Himalayan salt and pink salt, is for plants. And they grow on rock soil. Why would you need something for plants in your body? Or just because they tell me, buy me, I'm pink salt, I'm Himalayan salt, I'm rock salt. They are plant salt. Okay? A mountain is a pile of rocks, which vegetation grows. Mountain plants need rock salt because it is lithium. Have you heard about lithium that they use in, and batteries? And you put it in your body? Lithium? Barium? Rubidium? Okay. And you know what? They are the ones that are comprised of rock salt and mineral salt. Okay? And remember, plant growth and valves that need different kinds of minerals. Okay? So why do some plants have less iodine than others? Ask yourself that, and that's what we're teaching today. We want you to know that. Okay. The further they are away from our geographical region, the smaller amount. Iodine in the soil, iodine in the soil on which the plant grows. This makes rock salt totally unsuitable for cooking because it has little iodine. If you don't take anything away from this class today, I said rock salt has little iodine. Little iodine. You don't need rock salt. Rock salt can serve the other purpose like melting snow in the driveway. Okay, like, in New York and stuff, they use rock salt to melt snow. That's what rock salt is supposed to be, not for the body, okay? And also, many pink salts are sold as decorative lamps, okay? And these lamps have been exported to many countries, and people are buying them to destroy themselves, to destroy your body, because somebody is doing business and they're lying to you, okay? And a few plants. Okay. Also, plant salt is also used in spa treatment. Epsom salt is a rock salt. Do not digest Epsom salt. Do not digest Epsom salt. It's used for foot baths. It's not supposed to be in human being because it would damage the osmosis mechanism. The part where osmosis mechanism is damaged will be, hear me out, dry throat, dry skin, dry feet, dry eyes, dry lips. Do you have any of those? If it is, you might have an osmosis problem because of what you're cooking with. You're cooking with pink salt, some rock salt. What you're going to get is that going to destroy your osmosis mechanism in your body. And it will give you dry throat, dry skin, dry feet, dry eye, and dry lips. You know, in the winter, you see a lot of people putting lip gloss or something like that, you know, chapstick and all that stuff. Mm. What kind of salt are you cooking with? What kind of salt are you cooking with? Okay? A few plants, especially beet plants like coconut tree and swamp vegetation like mangrove, need swamp salt that is made with silicon, iodine, bromine, barium, and this is how different soils create different environment and different plants need. Now let's discuss the sea salt. Sea salt. A lot of cookies, a lot of stuff are made with sea salt. Let me give you this lowdown on the sea salt. Many seaweeds, saltwater fish, whales, and sea scavengers like shrimp grow in an environment that is sustained by sea salt. Sea salt, hear me out, contain bromine. What is bromine? It contains bromine, which is a poison, iodine and chloride, and many minerals that are in the ocean floor have washed into sea water. Sea salt contains bromine. Good cooking salt originated from sea salt, and they, you know, basically a long time ago. You know, but even then, we know that sea salt is bad for us. Okay? Let me tell you why. I repeat again. Sea salt has, you know, little iodine, has sodium, has bromide, and countless impurities. You know, iodine and bromide are, you know, electronegative elements called halogens. And chloride and sodium are two electrolytes that we need in our body. Electrolytes do not make salt, but halogens do. Therefore, it is sea salt, not mineral salt, which has most of what human needs. Okay? Unfortunately, sea salt without removing bromine is very toxic. It's toxic, cytotoxic like anything like the mineral salt. That's the reason you should avoid sea salt. When you go to the grocery store, look at the back of your cookies and see what is made. The chips, look at the grocery and see whether it has, lots of them have sea salt. Why would you want to digest something that has bromide in it? So sea salt is not a cooking salt. Okay? A lot of chemists have been trying to turn sea salt into cooking salt. Okay, so what did they do to achieve this objective? They got rid of bromide and they kept the sodium, chloride, and iodine in the 3-2-1 ratio. Okay, that 3-2-1 ratio is what I talked about, the sodium, the chloride, and the iodine. And that's how they started turning sea salt into cooking salt that is now called iodized salt. Unfortunately, many of those who revert to mineral salt are still unable to cure or prevent all the genetic that, you know, they said that genetic diseases, genes do not have diseases, by the way. Maybe hereditary disease, because hereditary means that you've been doing the same thing over and over again, so that disease gets passed on from one family member to another. It's not because it's genetic, because genes are very, very, they're infallible. They are not something that you can mess up with. So somebody say you have a gene disease, just run away from them. There's nothing known as gene disease. Okay? So it is not too late to correct our mistake. That's what we hear in symptometry, so that we correct the mistakes that our parents did, that we did, that we can correct. Because once you correct your mistake, it means your mind is aligned, your mind is aligning with, the need of yourself. Your mind is aligned with your need of yourself, which means you will not consume sea salt. Okay, so that's, so how did the chemist got rid of bromine? Okay, bromine is a gland destroyer. It damages the thyroid gland and the parathyroid gland. In truth, there's no gland that it will not destroy. That is why the endocrine system was enemy. Okay? Endocrine system, if you have bromine, it will destroy your endocrine system. Okay? Because bromine is extremely toxic. That the pesticide, hear me out, pesticide industry use it to manufacture pesticides. And humans, we are consuming bromine when they use it to manufacture pesticides. Sea salt has bromide. And they use it to manufacture pesticides, so you need to run away from it quickly, as much as you can. Okay? So now, pesticides are made with bromine. And people are consuming bromine, sea salt, please. We do not need sea salt in our body. The idea that sea salt, raw salt are natural and they are better than man-made iodized salt needs to be corrected because they are not natural. They are poison. They are toxic. They will destroy your cell. You're made of cell. They will destroy you, and you start getting disease. You start getting, symptoms, and you don't know why. Because you're consuming the wrong kind of salt. When we say salt, we're not saying that you have to pour in a lot of salt in your food. A pinch of salt. That's all you need. Because in the cell, in our cell, less is more. You don't need a whole lot of things for yourself to be happy. Okay? So something that is natural for a reason is not sea salt. The only salt that is suitable for human consumption is iodine salt with the 3-2-1 ratio. And Synthometry have done research on all the iodized salt on the market, and the Morton one have the one with 3-2-1 ratio. That's the only salt I use. I don't use any. There's so many iodized salt on the market, but I'll go with the one with the proven track record because I don't want anything to get into my body that's going to destroy my body. I want something that has been researched and that is true. So, again, I will leave you with these three things. Your takeaway, you need salt. Your body needs salt, and you need iodized salt. And the iodized salt should have the 3-2-1 ratio, sodium, chloride, and iodine. You need that. Sea salt is dangerous. It has bromine. It causes all kinds of diseases. Pink salt, Himalayan salt, they are not good for you. I've given you the reasons why. It destroys your thyroid, and a lot of people have thyroid cancer. They don't know what happened. Have you been cooking with the wrong kind of salt? And how are we going to correct our mistakes? You know what? I know that before I came to Synthometry, there's so many things I didn't know. But once I found it out, I corrected my mistakes. I am cooking with sea salt. Cooking with iodized salt. And believe me, when you do and you go and get that blood work, you'll be amazed how beautiful it looks. because you're obeying the rules. You are not using sea salt and Himalayan salt. You are cooking with the right salt. And so when you walk at the grocery store, look behind the box. Those boxes, how many of them are made with sea salt? How many of them are made with rock salt? So stay away from it. If you don't learn anything during this Ramadan, Mubarak Ramadan, cook with iodized salt. No sea salt. Iodized salt. So, Brother Saheed, if you want to add more to it, please be my guest.
That's excellent information, Mrs. Rita. Excellent information. Excellent information. I hope people were listening, and I hope they were even taking notes. But we're going to share a few other things about salt when we come back. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to ask our listener, if you have a question or a comment, just press 1 on your phone, and we're going to open your mic, and you'll be able to ask your question and make your comment. But we're going to take a short break, and we have plenty of time left. So if you know someone that should be benefiting from this information, please call them and ask them to join us here on Optima Health on AM 360. Take a moment to call them, inform them that we now have the program Optima Health on, and they need to be tuning in. They need to be listening. But brother and sister, we'll be right back, so please stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preacher Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you, Tanya.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Labs, Intrafaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Welcome back, brother and sister. You're with Abdul Shaheed and guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, also a certified Scientology health coach. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. She's been sharing a lot of information with us about salt and the different kind of salt that people are cooking with. People cook with all kinds of salt, and they wonder why they have diseases. We cannot cook with mineral salt. There are two types of salt, organic salt and inorganic salt. And we need to cook with inorganic salt, which is the salt that does not have carbon, And that makes the difference. It has iodine, it has sodium, and it has chloride, those three elements that humans need to use because this is very, very important. And she shared that with the iodine salt, you have equal amount cation and anion in sodium and in chloride. Both of them are electrolytes. This is very important. The other salt do not have the electrolytes. And that makes them unfit for human consumption. Unfit for human consumption. If you're using those other salt that are mineral salt and not cooking salt, a person can have muscle cramps. They have difficulty getting up from a chair because they will have severe back pain. They could have severe constipation lasting for days, irregular heartbeat, dizziness, a tendency to faint, decreased urination, confusion in their mind, sneezing and coughing, and other issues when you're cooking with the wrong salt. You have to use salt, brothers and sisters. Salt is a preserver. It preserves and maintains the integrity of our collagenic fiber that we're made up of, our bone, our ligament, our tendon, our teeth, all of these things, our skin. And we all notice our blood is salty, our sweat is salty, our phlegm is salty, our tears are salty. So that means salt is an integral part of all of our system and our body. And if you end up cooking with the wrong ones, there's a price to pay for making that mistake. And that's what disease means. We made a mistake. And if we continue to repeat these mistakes, then our body is going to shut down eventually. And we'll be somewhere else. And there's a lot of mineral salts in pharmaceutical drugs. Brothers and sisters, they're called halogen, mineral salt, in pharmaceutical drug. The more pharmaceutical drug a person is taking, the more mineral salt they're adding to their systems that's going to cause problems. Syntomidy has a method to ionize and hydrolyze and oxidize these things from our blood and from our system to remove them. And that would be our responsibility. The first rule of health is we're responsible for our own health, our own body. We're responsible whether we know it or not. Go right ahead, yes. Mrs. Rita.
Yeah, what I was saying is that, you know, people take pharmaceutical drugs. And when we say don't take pharmaceutical drugs, they don't understand because your doctors, all the doctors are trained to do two things. One is to diagnose and to write a prescription. Okay, so they're going to ask you to write. They will write a prescription for you. But that prescription has what I call, it has halogen in there. And then halogen is something that you don't need. It makes your circulatory system very acid. It's very acid. Halogen has acid in it. And so it makes your system, your blood system is very acidosis. So you get acidosis. And also it prevents you from getting nutrients into your body, like iron and all that stuff. You know, your body needs nutrients. And pharmaceutical drugs, that's what it will do to you. But when you tell people not to take it, they say, okay. I haven't taken medication for over 27 years, and I'm okay. You do not need it. But the doctor will continue. How many of you are in blood pressure medication? Some of people have been on it for 30 years. Ask yourself, this is that good. Why are you still on it for 10 years? Why are you still on it for 5 years? Ask the hard questions, please. Halogen is in all pharmaceutical drugs, and if I were you, I would stay away from it. So, Dr. Saheed, that's it. That's what I wanted to add.
Excellent, excellent. And there's so much we can say about salt. So if you have a question, which will be even better, then we can explain even more. Salt is very, very important when it comes to our health, brothers and sisters. This is the emphasis here today, this evening.
Yeah.
Because people are cooking with all kinds of salt, and they don't know the difference. There's a difference in salt. All salt is not the same.
Yes.
Because somebody advertised something to you and you go to the store and buy it and start taking it. Pink salt, rock salt, Himalayan salt, iodine sea salt, They are not the correct salt, brother and sister. Stop cooking with them. You can't do it and be healthy. Salt is not a nutrient. It's a resource for our cells. Resource. Our cells use nutrients and resource. That's what they use to maintain their balance, to do everything to help us. If we help them, they'll be in a position to help us. If we violate the rules to health and give them the wrong products, then we're going to be sick, brothers and sisters. We're going to be sick. We need salt to maintain the pH rule, like Ms. Rita just mentioned. You use the wrong salt, then acidosis is going to occur. And the acidosis would denature enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, brothers and sisters, that denature our enzyme is putting our health at risk. This body cannot do anything without enzyme. Use the wrong salt, you won't produce enzyme to produce to speed up the production of other enzymes to digest our food. And if you can't digest your food, then you're going to leave metabolites and residue of the food in your system. If you leave residue of the food behind, then you're going to have microbes feeding on it. They're going to gravitate to us. They're going to gravitate to you. They'll be feeding on it. They're salt metabolites. Because you might not have the enzyme to digest these mineral salts. If you don't have the enzyme to digest these mineral salts, then you're going to have worms, not only just microbes. You're going to also have a worm called ascaris, and that's going to be too bad. And you'll be going to the health food store, buying supplements and vitamins and minerals and other things, and these worms will be gobbling all of them up. Your cell will not receive any of those. So this is very, very important to know what kind of salt to use, because salt is an intricate part of our system, of 11 system. So if you have a question for Ms. Rita before she has to go, please press 1 on your phone. If you need some clarification about the salt to cook with, cooking salt, and mineral salts are two different things. Our own cell produced mineral salts, brother and sister, from the nutrient that we provide. Our own cell will produce the mineral salt that they need. That is one of the essentials that our cell produces, mineral salts. So we don't need mineral salts from the ecosystem because our cells know how to produce them. You don't.
And don't add ammonia to your system. We have ammonia in our colon, so don't add more ammonia. You know,
we can prevent
a lot of diseases, but even when you do, as Brother he said, you learn from the mistake, you correct them, because just because your mother did it this way means that you have to do it this way, the same way. Once you know about
Absolutely.
The truth, you correct them. You correct them. You know, there's nothing like, there's no genetic diseases out there, brothers and sisters. There's hereditary, which means that your parents did the same thing, and they pass it on to you because you did the same thing and pass it on, and they say, oh, it's genetic. No, it's not. It's hereditary because you learn from the mistakes of your parents and your grandparents and all the stuff. Once you change, you break the chain, okay? So mistakes can be corrected. That's what I corrected mine. I have so many mistakes because I was uninformed. I was in the dark. I wasn't given the right information. Now when I go to the doctor, I have my questions already lined up. So they ask me something,
Absolutely.
And I'll ask them another. And they say, oh, okay, we didn't know. I say, yes.
Ms. Rita, we have a question?
Yes.
We do have a hand raised. 516-678, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us on Optimum Health on AM 360.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Hello.
Hello. I have a question.
Go
now,
right ahead.
Ms. Rita?
Yes, ma'am.
I use the iodine diamond crystal. You had said, you mentioned Martin?
Yes. Please.
Now, Mrs. Rita, my ingredients on this iodine salt that I have, mm-hmm. it has salt, sodium, and then they have silicon aluminate, dextrol, potassium iodide, and sodium bicarbonate. Is that good?
No, it is not.
No?
But let me tell you why, and Brother Fahid will also follow up. Okay.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
The reason we recommend the Martin iodized salt, because it's the only iodized salt that have been researched into it for many, many years by Dr. Knighton, where it has the 3-2-1, which it had the sodium, it had the chloride, and it had the iodine. Those are the three ingredients you need in a salt. Anything else that you're adding, they're adding mineral salt that you don't need. That's the reason we are recommending that little girl with the umbrella there. That is because it's been researched. Because the others, we haven't researched it, so we can tell you what it is. But this one has been researched over the years, and every time she goes back to look at it, it still contains the 3-2-1 ratio, which you need in all your salt.
I see.
They are not the same. They are not the same. So if I were you, I will go and get that. It's not that expensive. I buy them all the time, but at least you're preserving your health. That's all I'm saying. So
all right.
Would you like to add something to it, please?
It's just that I did not understand that there was a particular label that you had to deal with. I knew that I had to get iodine salt.
Okay.
And that is why what I was focused on, just iodine salt. And
okay.
The one that I purchased is diamond crystal.
Okay. The diamond crystal is mineral salt they add into it that you don't need.
I see.
You do not
yes,
need the diamond
added
crystal
things in
at
it.
All.
That's not required.
It's not
okay.
required. It's
okay.
not required. So do the pure thing. That has
yes,
been
ma'am.
Researched. The pure thing is it has a 3-2-1 component, and there's a little girl with the umbrella, the Morton salt. That's what I've been using since I came to Centometry. And has
okay.
helped me tremendously. And you do not need a whole lot of salt. A pinch of salt is all you need in everything you do. Use it in cooking, not in sprinkling.
Yes, ma'am.
Cooking only.
So, yes, ma'am.
My dear, I want you to go and dish those up. And, you know, starting today, you learn from the mistake and you use that salt and it will do you a lot of good.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so very much, Sister Tahita. That's an excellent
yes.
question. I'm sure that helped many other people. And this is why we ask people to read the label. When we say 3-2-1, that's 3 atoms of sodium, 2 atoms of chloride, 1 atom of iodine. That's the perfect molecular combination.
All
so
right.
The chemists, in this case, they got it correct. This is man-made. We're making the correction, and they got it correct. And from time to time, Centometry take that salt into the laboratory and does the chromatography research on it to make sure it's still the same. Because I'm not going to say these people, man have a way of adulterating things. Once something is working, they find a way to mess it up.
That's true.
So this is why we have to always be testing different things. And this is what Centometry does. So,
okay.
So from time to time, we have to test it to see if it's still the same. And if it's not the same, we're going to let people know. Don't buy that. Don't do it. But if it
okay.
has the same ingredients that we're talking about, it has sodium, it has chloride, and it has iodine in 3-2-1 ratio, that is a perfect molecular combination. We didn't say 4-1-2. We didn't say 8-1-5. We said 3-2-1.
Okay.
And I agree with them because you know what? And I agree
if
with
you don't
that
get
because
it right,
you know what?
If you don't get it right, then you're going to have a disease. It's going to produce a disease in you, or it's going to make it difficult for the cells to reverse your disease. This is what happened to us. We have to give the cells what they need in the amount that they need, in the time that they need it, in the right frequency, in the right amount. This is what dosage and timing and prescription, that's what these things mean. If we change something that's not right, the cell will not the cells are not going to accept it. They're not going to be able to use it. So since they won't be able to use it, they're going to stick it somewhere. And then it will build up. And then you need special enzymes to metabolize them. If they're not metabolized, then they turn into metabolites that will block things. And the cell will be very difficult for the cell to produce brain essential, body essential, and cell essential because these things would be in the way, blocking signal transmission, like to produce electricity. We have to produce electricity from head to toe to receive and send signals. Though metabolite would be blocking the signals. And many of them would be coming from mineral salt, using the wrong salt. So they added some things to that salt. Why they did it, who knows?
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Okay.
You guys,
well,
continue sharing this great information with us, and I will continue to listen. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so very much.
Assalamu alaikum. Mubarak, but I just want to end on this note, Brother Saheed. I know that you probably will go on and talk about salt. Please, salt is important. Do not let your doctor tell you that because you have hypertension, which means tension in the arteries, that has nothing to do with your heart. Please, you need salt, and the salt that we recommend, as Brother Saheed is saying, because we do the research on them periodically to make sure they contain the 3-2-1 ratio is the Morton one. We have not done the others, but we do the Morton. And that Morton one, if you use it, you're using the right salt. Please, when you go to the grocery store, look on the back of the boxes. How many of them are made with sea salt or sea salt or pink salt and all that stuff? Please, now that you have the knowledge, you need to make the right choice. When you buy your food, strategically, when you buy your food, because you want, unless your cells are happy, you're going to have symptoms and diseases. And once you align your mind with the need of your cells, that is the definition of health, because the cell will bestow on you, because you have aligned your mind the needs of yourself. If you bestow by align yourself by cooking with iodized salt with 3-2-1 ratio, you are aligning your mind with the needs of yourself. Any other salt, you're not. So, assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Well, assalamu, Mrs. Rita. We thank you for joining us today.
I appreciate it. And next week, we will be talking about fibroids.
Excellent.
Fibroids in women. So stay tuned. Thank you.
We need to load the line up.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I'll see you next week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Rita. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's all mine. My pleasure is all mine. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have another hand raised. We're going to go to 646-245.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
It is Farida. I wonder if y'all could test the smallpox franks again, because for like a month I couldn't get them. And so finally they got a shipment in, but it comes in a different packaging. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the packaging is not exactly the same. So I wondered if y'all could recheck those. And to me, it tastes a little more salty to me, but maybe it's just because the packages was different. I don't know. I just would like to be sure. So, and then I want to ask
you. We'll recheck them. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
That when they say that, okay, you know, if you get high blood pressure, then they say stay off of salt. So, but what I would like, I'm interested in high blood pressure, is that I would like to know if caused because the blood is sped up in the system, and does it cause you to be more high? Because I realized that, you know, like when you're cold and you go under the covers, the breath of your, the warmth of your breath can actually make you warm. And that's how
yes.
homeless people keep themselves warm. But
yes.
what makes the heat within the body is obvious to me that it's the speed of the blood that's flowing through our bodies. So,
yeah,
I mean, am I right in assuming that?
This is part of it, Sister Farida. But the thing is, you can circulate blood, but that doesn't mean that the person is circulating heat. There's two different things. And the person that's cold all the time and cold sensitivity is 90 degrees outside, but inside they got a coat on. It's just feel cold. That is because they have too many blood impurities in their blood that they did not
too
remove.
Many what?
Blood
too many
impurities.
What?
Blood impurities.
Did you
blood
say lead?
Impurities.
LEAD?
BLOOD. Impurities.
Oh, blood impurities.
Like
oh, okay.
concretion, like debris, like sludge,
uh-huh.
like metabolites, like toxic metal. Everything we eat, everything we breathe, and the water we drink, and the beverage we drink, and the fruits we eat, they have impurities in them. And when
mm-hmm.
we eat them, those impurities will circulate in our blood. Metabolites from pharmaceutical drugs, halogen from pharmaceutical drugs, alkyl from pharmaceutical drugs, all these things will circulate in our blood. You take a vaccine, those preservatives will be circulating in your blood. And they just keep adding and keep adding things. Whatever toxic air you are breathing will be in your blood. Whatever toxic metal in the water, in the food, in the air, you eat salad, toxic metal are in them. And then you have microbes that are going to gravitate to you because you now have their food and their toxic that they release into the blood will all be in it. So the person who cannot transfer heat or circulate heat, their blood will be dirty.
Mm.
I just pause so you can, you know, get the message. The blood is dirty.
Yes.
And it needs to be ironized to remove those things. It's our responsibility to clean our blood. A person is sick because they have dirty blood. They ignore their cells. They ignore their DNA. That's why the person is sick.
Well, thank you for that, Peter.
So here's another thing. If we use the wrong salt, it will produce more debris, more garbage. The human body produces a lot of garbage, and no one has shared that with us before scintometry. This garbage has to be removed. How do you remove it? You use subatomic particles. They're called particulates, polymers, the electrons, protons, neutrons, positrons. They create the thermal energy and the electrical energy to dissolve the debris because we make mistakes in our food choices. Nobody's teaching us what food to eat and what food to avoid, what water to drink. Food is different. It's not the same. Fruits are different. They're all not the same. Water is different. They're all not the same. The air we breathe, they're all not the same. So now what's going to happen when we eat and breathe and do all of these things? The impurities in those things will be left in our blood. They're not going anywhere. 10 years, 30 years, 50 years of blood impurities circulating in the person's blood, slowing it down. Therefore, the person cannot transfer heat.
Mm.
Thermal energy is very important. It's a resource for our cells. It's not a nutrient. It's a resource for our cells use. And it's our responsibility to remove the garbage, to remove the sludge, to remove the all of these things, impurities. As a student of cytometry, we have gotten up to about 70 different blood impurities that will circulate in a person's blood, and they will not go anywhere until the person deliberately removed them by using subatomic particle called particulates. The human body is high maintenance for that reason. It takes a lot more than just eating food, drinking water, and going to the bathroom two or three times a day. That's about 10% that we need to do. The human being is high maintenance. It takes more maintenance and upkeep than our cars and our home, the human body. It produces a lot of garbage because most of us do not have enzymes to digest what we're consuming. And then we cook with the wrong salt. We cook with mineral salt rather than cooking salt that will produce more garbage. This is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent question.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
So in order to clean the person's blood, we must ionize it. There's four ways you can do it. Ionization, oxidation, hydrolysis, and electrolyte dissociation. Those are the four ways we use in cytometry to clean the person's blood. Blood must move with speed. Nothing should slow it down. It has all of the resources in it for the cells to pull into them to produce everything that's needed to maintain normalcy. When they cannot do it because for whatever reason, too much garbage, too much blockages, too much whatever, doesn't matter. When they cannot produce brain is central, body is central, and cell is central, a disease will occur. A symptom will occur because the cells are sending you a message letting you to know that they need your help. You're not to be ignored. The symptom and the disease are not meant to kill us. They are meant to get our attention and do what needs to be done to correct the problem, to correct our mistakes. If we don't do it, the symptom and the disease will become chronic and chronic until our life is at stake. This is the progression. You have another question?
No, that's it. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so very much, Sister Farida, for asking that question. I'm sure it helped many people. So we have another hand raised. Press one on your phone on your way out so I can open the mic for another person. 708-288, your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Greetings. Well, like Miss Yvette, thank you for joining us today. Brother and sister, we have another certified cytometry health coach here to work with us today. So Miss Rita just left. We talked about salt, and she did an excellent job sharing all of the importance of salt and the different kinds of salt people are cooking with.
Wonderful.
Like, and they're cooking with their own salt.
Oh, yes.
Now they're finding out what those salt will produce in you. So thank you for joining us,
yes.
Mrs. Bet. So we have
You're
another
welcome.
About 40 minutes left into our program, and we still have a ways to go. So
I'm glad to be here. Thank you. Yes, thank you. And yes, salt.
You like to
explain
anything about salt?
Yes, yes. Salt is very, very important. To our bodies, especially for electricity. Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever like
walk around and touch the doorknob. You know, that's electricity that
and
we need in
yourself.
Our bodies. Yes. So salt is very good. And I was listening to one of your audience there that was saying about how they tell you to stop eating salt when you
yeah.
are diagnosed with high blood pressure. Yes, that is common when you have high blood pressure. You know, that's one thing that we're told. But if we're eliminating
yeah.
salt, we're harming our body because now we're eliminating our electricity for our heart. So what's going to happen to the heart? It's going to start getting weaker and weaker.
Absolutely.
Okay, and we all need a strong heart. So it's like you'd be like, well, being that you don't know about the importance of salt, you just go ahead and do it.
Exactly.
You know, you go ahead and listen to them because you don't know much about your health or the foods that you put in your mouth, so you go with what they say instead of investigating it or, you know, go to a school or take specialty courses that will help you to learn a little bit more about what you put in your mouth so that we won't believe everything that we hear, should I say, accept everything that we hear, right, when
exactly.
it's just not true. It's harming you even more than eliminating salt. And blood pressure salt does not cause high blood pressure. Now, I've learned that since I've been attending the American School of Symptometry, and I was like, what? It doesn't?
Exactly.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
So that's not what my doctor told me, huh?
Right. Well, this doctor told me this, and that one told me that. So who do I believe? So you have to rationalize it in your mind, which makes more sense. Okay, because if salt caused high blood pressure, everybody would have high blood pressure. Babies would
everybody.
Have high blood pressure.
Exactly.
Think about that. That's what I mean about thinking about it. See, rationalize it. Because a baby don't have high blood pressure, you know? So everybody that eats salt don't have high blood pressure. Why is it just, why we have to stop eating salt? So that kind of didn't make sense to me, right? But I went on ahead and did what the doctor said because we're trained to do what they say. Take an order, do what the order says, right? But we now have a choice. We now have a choice to make our own decision. We can refuse tests. If you feel that, like I do, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I just want, you know, my blood report, and I take it to symptometry and make sure all levels are normal. And I know what they are now. I can read a blood report and know what they are. This
Absolutely.
Is what the school teaches you. This is what they teach you. It's no more surprises now. Or if I don't know, I'm going to look it up or ask. Anything that you don't know, ask. Don't take it blindsidedly because salt does not cause high blood pressure. What causes high blood pressure is congestion in that area of the cells. Okay, slow blood, slowing down in that area. And congestion can cause certain blockages in certain areas where blood is not flowing normally. And I'm the one who dealt with why I came to symptometry is because of my high blood pressure. That's why I came to symptometry. Everybody comes from different reasons, different symptoms. But, yeah, they told me that too. Lay off the salt.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen my father laid off the salt, and his heart got worse. It got worse.
That's
now, he's no longer with us. But, you know, it got worse. He didn't know symptometry, you know, but it got worse. So, and he passed away. So it's like, you know, what do we do? What we do is learn more about our health so we won't be surprised. And then also I heard Coach Shahid was saying about how doctors are just letting people, you know that I'm sorry, one moment. One moment, Coach Shahid.
Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic, and you'll be able to ask your question and make a comment. And we certainly appreciate you being here with us today. Certainly appreciate you being here with us today. So salt must
so
be
much,
in
so
our blood. Okay, go right ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. Salt must be in our blood at all times, and it does not cause high blood pressure. So don't believe
no,
that hype, okay? Don't believe that hype. Come get your cells cleaned out like I did, okay? And I have been off high blood pressure medicine for over 5-6 years now. Now, every so-so, your blood pressure will act up, but you can get it back normalized by something that you do, okay, because blood pressure fluctuates. You can, like I had some seasoning one time that shot my blood pressure up sky high, but I knew what to do to get it down. That's the key. Knowing what to do. Don't panic because high blood pressure does not cause a stroke. Another one
right.
that we were led to believe.
Another misnomer.
That's another one we were led to believe. That if your pressure is high, be careful, it will cause a stroke. That is not true.
That's not true. That's right. Another one of those lies.
Another one.
Yes.
Another one. High blood pressure will cause kidney damage over years of being high. Your kidney could be affected for years and years of having high blood pressure, but it will not cause a stroke. So we got to be careful. What causes stroke is bad oils that we use over the years, weakened our blood vessels, poking at our blood vessels over the years with those lipids, bad oils. Palm oil and cookies, vegetable oil and potato chips, lard and meats, pork, certain meats like pork, beef. Okay? That's what causes stroke, bad oils. So this is why we recommend here at Centometry canola oil. Canola oil only has 7% saturated fat, ladies and gentlemen, only 7% versus other oils that has 80 and above. So which one would you like to use? The 7%, because the less saturated fat in your body, the better, because everything we eat, we're going to create debris. We don't want to put saturated fat on top of that. Our cells are suffocating. We don't want the cells to suffocate because they will produce a symptom. Our cells only produce a symptom when it's something that they do not agree with. This is why our cells produce a symptom. We done did
Ms.
something.
Ms. Yvette, we have a hand raise. We're going to go to that hand raise.
Wonderful.
464-245. Your mic is open. I think someone had a question before. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
It's Farida again.
Go right ahead, Ms.
Farida.
Yeah, the
Farida.
Only thing about canola oil that kind of backed me off of it is because it is genetically modified.
It's not genetically modified. It is a combination. It's a man-made oil. Everything that man produces is not genetically modified. It's a combination between rapeseed and mustard seed. But it's the best oil for human cells. All of the other oils for plants, they're for the plants. Don't be fooled. And many of the misinformation about canola oil are those people who like to sell you olive oil. That's who put that out. Now, you can go to the website. There are three different articles on the Centometry website about oils. And you can weigh them for yourself and do your own independent research. The fact of the matter is this. Olive oil has more than twice as much saturated fat as canola oil. It is saturated fat that our cells do not require that's caused all kind of blockages. You're going to produce plaque, not only in your veins and capillary, but also in the brain. Neurofibrillary plaque will be produced. It will be plaque that will be slowing down the circulation of our blood and also eventually become a blockage that will cause one of those stroke. You have two types, hemorrhages, where that same oil will cause the blood vessels to be compromised, fragile. So they're going to end up eventually collapsing. This is what calls aneurysm. So the science is the science.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we warn people. Saturated fat, our cells do not utilize saturated fat. It uses unsaturated fat, and we must cook with polyunsaturated oil. You do anything different than that, you're going to compromise your health, pure and simple. So it's just like the iodine salt with 3-to-1 ratio. It is man-made, but it's the best salt for human cells. So they got that correct. So man know what to do when he does the right thing. It's good. When it does the wrong thing, we all should know about it and warn people. This is what we're doing. Just because something is natural doesn't mean it's healthy. That's another problem. Oh, it's natural. Yeah, everything is natural because we can only use what the Almighty produced in the first place. So that makes it all natural. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, right. And always remember, man, what people say. If they say it's bad for you, more than likely it's good for you.
Exactly. Okay. Because what's good for us, they're not telling us.
Yes. So please remember that. All right? If they promoted something that's really bad, it must be really good for us. They don't want us to know about.
They want you to know. They want you sick and compromised.
Right. Exactly. So, yes, it's man-made. They did put grapeseed oil with mustard seed oil to create a low-fat oil.
Exactly.
With those two oils to create a low-fat oil for the body, which is good. This is why canola oil is getting such a bad rap out there.
Yes.
This is why it's
that
getting such
reason.
A bad rap saying it causes this, it causes that. No, it doesn't. It has less saturated fat. It doesn't clog the pores. It doesn't clog the blood as it flows. It keeps the blood flowing fast. Saturated fat, make it slow down.
And if it
so
slows
7%
down,
saturated
the
fat,
will not receive 80%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look up the saturated fat amount in every oil, and you will see the least saturated
and compare
fat. That's
them.
What goes by. Okay? Saturated fat in our body. This is all about scientific eating and living. See, it's a whole new different life of living scientifically. And we want you to be part of that world. Learn it. Master it. So that you'll be healthier, and then you'll be able to spread the word. Also,
and help others.
When you see you're healthier. But, yeah, it's,
so,
that,
but
that's
people
a
will
fad
lie.
Going on the Internet.
Yeah,
yes.
They will lie.
It is.
Because that's why we have all
they
these
will.
Problems. The world is not getting healthier
right.
because of these this misinformation. The world is getting sicker and sicker and sicker. Now we have reached a point where we cannot afford to keep making mistakes. That's why we have to use science that we have done the research, science that we can trust. There's a difference between universal science and medical science. That's the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to know these things. And unfortunately, Symptomatry is the only place you can go to as a teaching institution to teach people who want to be healthy about how to be their healthy, how to be healthy, how to take care of the needs of their cells. Because this is what health is, not ignoring them. If we ignore ourselves, if we ignore our blood, if we ignore our DNA, you're going to die from a disease real quick. That's what's going to happen.
The only reason why we ignore it is because we don't know how.
Right.
Right? But unfortunately, you know. Right.
So now we have a school that we can go to get scientific, verifiable information.
Yes.
Right.
So we do not have to be sick. Exactly.
Because we trusted the other people. We relied on them. But they failed. They have had 2,000 years to get things correct. And they have failed miserably. And you still think I'm going to keep following what they say? I'm not doing it. You know, other people can continue to follow what they say, but they have proven to me that they do not have our best interest.
Yeah. Yeah, and colloidal oil also have less lipid peroxide. Okay.
Exactly, to compromise the blood vessels.
Yes. You don't want nothing that keeps poking at your blood vessels to disrupt them, to cause a stroke. That's what these other oils do, along with saturated fat.
Yes.
They have lipids
blockages
in them, the most lipids in them. You don't want to use nothing that has a lot of lipids. No, you don't. Because over time, it's going to bust one of them vessels.
Absolutely.
And let's pray it's not in your brain or your heart or, you know, things
you're
like
kidding.
That. And the way you can, and the way you can tell you've been eating bad oils over the years is varicose veins is an example.
Exactly.
If you got these dark varicose veins in your legs, you've been eating the wrong oils over the years. Come to symptometry, get them strengthened and circulating again. You don't need to go to no vein place that
and
they
have
and they do this laser stuff. You don't need that.
Right.
They don't rejuvenate the veins. They don't rebuild the veins like symptometry does. They rebuild
Absolutely.
Your veins. You see varicose veins in your legs? Have symptometry treatment, you're going to see them start disappearing.
Right.
Slowly but surely, because circulation is opening up. Those blood vessels are strengthening. The same thing with your teeth. If your teeth bleed and you're brushing your teeth, you got to strengthen them blood vessels in your mouth.
Yes, they're collapsing.
So
this is what we have to do, brother,
to
correct our mistakes.
Yes. And the best cooking oil is canola oil. But the best oil for your body is sardine oil.
Yes.
Make sure you eat some sardines every day. People don't
like sardines. You cannot say enough about them.
Eat them.
They repair the DNA. They have plenty of purine for repairing DNA.
Yes. Yes. Eat your sardines every day. Get some good oils
Absolutely.
Inside your body.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sister Farida, you have another question?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for asking.
Thank you. So, it's amazing. There's so much misinformation available out there.
That was two right there, the salt and the oil.
Those are two main things that will get you help. will cause your help to be denied.
Yes, it will.
And for a long time, it takes a long time to remove all that stuff from the blood.
Yeah, it does.
We have another hand raised. 314-341. Your mic is open. Thank you for joining us on Optimum Health on 4060.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam, Ramadan Mubarak. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Rashid Salam, St. Louis, Missouri. Yes, sir.
Brother Rashid, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. I have a guest here on the phone with me, and she wants to argue with me about CMOS.
You know how many times a day I have that argument?
So anyway, she's trying to tell me she puts sea moss in her smoothies in the mornings and so forth.
Why is she drinking smoothie anyway?
Hey, that's why I'm on the phone, and that's why you got the mic. Talk to her.
Excellent. Miss Yvette, you want to talk to her about smoothie and sea moss?
That's another one.
We can't all be laughing about the wrong, something wrong, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Too much of anything. Always remember, our cells only need a little bit.
Yes.
We don't need to be doing that every day. Our cells are the size of a pinpoint tip. So imagine that's all. We don't need much nutrients. This is why we overeat and have diseases. This is why we overdo our bodies and have diseases. Because we look up something on the internet, and here we go. Oh, they say it's good, and here we go buying a dozen of them. You know, without doing research, proper research, not just because they say it's good. Okay, we have to do proper research. If we don't, we're doing harm to ourselves. Anything that's good, call your symptometry health coach and make sure that it's good. Make sure that it's good for you. Because sea moss, again, they say that it has a lot of good benefits for the body. But who knows if your cells need that right now? You already could have them benefits already in your body, already being produced. So now you're overdoing it by constantly giving it to it every single day. Our cells only need a little bit. So never overdo something that they say is good. Never overdo it, because you will be harming yourself. You will be harming yourself, and we don't want that. So whatever they're saying about sea moss, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Do your research. From what symptometry knows, it has bromine in it, you know, which is a hormone imbalance. We don't want that.
Yes.
We don't want that. So be very careful with sea moss. You know, there's ways people use it for therapeutic purposes, but you don't need a lot of it. You don't need a lot of it. I'm not using it. I don't think I need that.
Me either.
I'm getting my nutrients from eating scientifically, cooking scientifically, and anything go wrong or any symptom that I experience, you know, if it doesn't go away, I'm calling my symptometry health coach. But other than that,
absolutely,
do not overdo that. I would not, to the person who's doing it every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I would stop immediately. Your body is getting saturated with not only probably what they put in that sea moss. What does it carry? Is it in plastic? Is it in jars? What about all the chemicals and stuff that's holding it? Right. There's so many poisons, negative effects of certain herbs that... This is why we don't promote herbs, because they only go so far. They don't go to the cellular level. I'm not saying that they're not good in certain circumstances. They are. They'll get you to a certain level in your body, but then you have to go deeper. You got to go to the cellular level, and that's where herbs cannot reach. This is why subatomic particles can reach that far, because they've got energy in them. They've got electricity in them. So they're able to break down all them debris to get to the cellular level to clean them off so they can start functioning again. So, no, I will not indulge in sea moss. Again, everybody has, you know, a choice of how they want to, you know, take care of their health. You're responsible. So you can say, okay, you know, this lady, you know, maybe she makes sense, or maybe I'm not even going to listen to her. I'm going to do what I want to do. You know, so you have to make that mind up in your mind what you want to do through your research. It does have some benefits, It does. But does the bad benefits outweigh the good benefits?
That's the question. That is the question right there, Ms. Yvette. That's the question that a person must answer.
She wanted to know, what is bromide?
Bromine is an endocrine destroyer. It's an element that's dominant. It's dominant in the sea. So when you say sea moss, the first thing that comes to a person who studies cytometry is bromine, because bromine is dominant in the sea. And bromine would destroy every gland in the human body eventually. And then with sea moss, there's mucilage. There's mucilage also in sea moss. It's going to cause all kind of entanglement. It's very sticky, very sticky substance. It will stick the ducts together to your glands, and therefore no hormone will be circulating in the blood. No hormone will be circulating in the blood where they need to go, because the mucilage that's in the sea moss will stick those ducts together. So you eventually end up having hormonal imbalance, and you be going to the doctor, he'll put you on drugs, and none of those things would be the source of the problem.
And they have a high concentration of bromine, high concentration. So you don't you don't want to be taking that every day. No. I will stop it now, actually. You know, stop it for a while. Because when you do things every day, 3-4 times a day, it doesn't have the same effect. And now you're just congesting your cells.
Yes, they're congested. And
that's
you might not feel
one.
Nothing
that's
right away. Yeah, you might not feel anything right away, but once you reach the saturation point, that's when you're going to start having the symptoms. And then if you don't stop it and do something about it, then those symptoms turn into diseases. And the mere
on
fact
top of
that
heavy
you're
metal.
Also juicing, everything, toxic metal in everything. So if you don't remove them, then you have a problem. Also, if you're doing smoothie, those are juicing fruits and vegetables and these things, all plants on planet Earth, there's no exception. They all produce poison because plants, they have evolved to protect their DNA. That's what they're doing when they produce poison. That's their defense mechanism.
Defense mechanism.
Every plant on planet Earth produces poison. So most
they don't
want to
be
up dying because they poison
they
themselves.
They want to live. Right.
Yeah, they want to live. They don't want us to just eat them. We think they're innocent. Oh, okay. They're innocent, all right. They're going to poison you because you don't know that they're poison.
Yeah.
And
right.
then
the
you don't put them
we
through
need. Yeah.
Like the poison. You just spread them in a smoothie, and you add ice to the smoothie, which is sucking out the thermal energy from your cells, from your brain. Mm-hmm. I'm just sharing with you what happens when you do a smoothie. Those things are not healthy.
Yeah.
And then you did not soak what you're putting in that smoothie in iodine salt solution to remove the microbes that's on them, things that you cannot even see. You have worms, parasites, fungus, protozoa. All those things are on those plants that you are utilizing for the smoothie. Then you're going to dump some sea moss in there. You probably add some kind of milk product in there.
Yeah.
You might have added some protein shake in there. So the list just goes on and on and on. Don't do it. That's our best advice to you.
It's unfit for human consumption. Sea moss. It's unfit for human consumption. Again, that's another myth that's out there.
And we have to tell the truth here. We can't tell part of the truth. Everything that Mother Nature produces has two components, brothers and sisters. They have two components.
Yes.
Everything we say natural, it has two components. It's not just positive. It has positive and negative. Now, based on your condition, that you're going
to
cause a problem for you.
Studied. Yes. And, you know,
so I hope that helps, Brother Rashid.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
I think you got your point across.
Yeah. You know, and then heavy metals and bromine, you know, the thyroid, you know, makes it very sensitive to bromine. The thyroid.
Exactly.
So you don't want to start having thyroid problems. Because it's very sensitive to bromine. So if your test results come out with thyroid problems, maybe you've been overindulging in Cmol. Okay,
right.
Or other things that has bromine in it from the sea. Okay, I mean, not just from the sea, but they put bromine in everything. Like,
everything.
When it comes to scientific
look out
living,
it.
You know, they put it in furniture, covers, couches.
Carpet on the floor.
It's terrible.
Toothpaste.
Yes.
Mouthwash.
Yes.
All these things have bromine
right.
in it. And you're
yes.
going to add more
walk
bromine?
On your feet. Yeah, exactly. You walk on your carpet with your feet. You sit back on your couch with your bare back. You know, it's so much the scientific living along with scientific eating that's important that you need to know.
And if you're taking a bath every day, that bathtub is lined with bromine.
Oh, yeah.
If you're laying in there for 20 or 30 minutes, cooling it out.
Yes.
And that
we
bromine,
take showers,
your skin has been absorbed by bromine.
Yes.
It's
we
too
take
much
showers.
You have not been taught.
Yes.
It's healthier to take a shower than to take a bath. I'm telling you.
Then to take
you
a
watch
bath.
Out for everything.
Unless you get a stainless steel tub. All right.
Absolutely.
And they got
them.
They got the stainless steel tub. Yeah, they have them.
Well, I'm going to have one
of
those. I might have to have one of those in the event. I didn't think about the stainless
steel. Yeah. Yeah, so you can really soak, you know, in stainless steel without having bromine going in your body. So, but yeah. But thank you. That was a great question. And,
no,
great question. Thank you.
Thank you for
your
All right, thank you for
your welcome. You're welcome.
Well, like I said, thank you so very much, Brother Rashid. That's an excellent question. But we have to tell the truth, Miss Yvette. We have to tell the truth. And see, that's what other people don't do. They give you part of the truth. They don't tell you the whole story.
Right.
But in some times, we're obligated to tell the whole story. And then the person can make an informed decision.
Yeah.
See, this is how you make an informed decision. And if that's what they want to do, hey, have at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. No, no problem.
Right. Like we gave person information.
This is where, this is where health and disease starts in our mind. Mind make the decision whether I'm going to do this or not. That's what get man in trouble, his decision making.
And don't be so quick to believe the stuff, you know, the hype. Don't be so quick to believe the hype. If they hype it,
so many
something
stuff.
Must be up.
Exactly. And when people want to help you so bad, you know, where were they at when I was really sick? Nobody had any information to help me. I'm looking all over the place for some scientific information.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew nothing. Now, when you get about well, everybody got something to share with you now. Come on, we have to be smarter than that.
Yeah, we're not supposed to have high blood pressure. But we're not.
No.
We're not. And salt, and I was listening, too, to a young lady that was talking about salt. About other chemicals that's in salt, right? So they're going to put chemicals in salt, but when you put it on, you know, so it won't cake up. They're called caking chemicals.
Yeah, caking.
So it can flow, right, in salt. But as long as you cook it on the fire, it will neutralize those caking ingredients that they use, okay, to make it safer to eat. But do not sprinkle it on food that's already cooked or on things, you know, on fruits or nothing like that. It has to be cooked. It has to be cooked. So remember that.
Excellent. You have to cook the salt in the food.
In the food.
All the other spices that people use, don't sprinkle it on your food after it's been cooked. It must be cooked in the food because you don't know what impurities are in that shaker. We don't know. We didn't put it together.
Bromine.
We don't have no factory.
Exactly.
Somebody else put that stuff
exactly.
in there. You don't know what else they put in there. You don't know. And then they use preservative.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to have a preservative, especially to keep it on that shelf for 4 or 5 months
that's
or a year.
That's why we cook it. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
This is why we cook it. So we can neutralize those preservatives so they won't be harming us. This is why we cook it with our food. Like when I make noodles, I put salt water, salt in the noodle, in the water while it's boiling first.
I make sure I add the salt first. Not after the noodles is in there. I put it in the water while it's boiling.
Other
foods that I make, I season. I always put it in the pot first, the seasoning, so it can break
up.
The heat can break it up. Then I add the foods. Okay? But cook
it
first.
Don't make that mistake. Adding seasoning to your food after it's been cooked. Don't do that.
Yeah. And then you're releasing the iodine and all that.
Oh, look,
you don't cook it, you're not releasing it. Oh, great.
Yeah, 914-882. Your mic is open.
Yes, this is Farida again. I have another question.
We got a few minutes. Make it in one minute, and we're going to have to make our answers.
Right, right. Yes, I can. Yes. So there's nothing on a very hot day like a cool down of a 100% fruit smoothie, frozen fruit smoothie. So how
big
is
mistake.
That? Like,
big mistake.
I just take fruit, frozen fruit, different fruits, and I put it in the thing, and I let it go, and I don't add any milk to it. I don't add anything to it, just the fruit. So how's that? Please tell me it's good.
What makes things cold? Do you know what makes things cold?
Yeah, whatever chemical is in the freezer.
You know what that chemical is?
I remember you talking about the ice. It's
absolutely
not sounding
it's called
good.
Carbon. It's called carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is there. Carbon dioxide and oxygen must always be in balance in the human body. If not, you're going to have free radical inflammation all over the place, and that ice is going to turn into carbonic acid. That's water and carbon dioxide mixed together. Our body already produced carbonic acid. In addition to carbonic acid, it's going to become a growth factor for the coronavirus. You want that attracted to you? That's the main food it loves to eat on. Carbonic acid.
And then smoothies bypass the digestive system.
Exactly.
See, it's not properly digested.
Nothing happened to it in your mouth. It went straight to your stomach. Now, those digestive enzymes in the mouth, the amylase, you bypass them.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be healthier because of a smoothie.
It's not going to be properly digested. It's not going to be properly assimilated, okay, because it bypassed the digestive system, the mouth, the throat, the stomach. It bypassed that already. So what I would – and then you said different fruits. No. One
you
fruit.
You cannot combine
just
different
one.
Fruits.
Right. Because of different electrons that's in there.
Right.
You can't combine them.
You're
going to
produce turbulence in the system.
So what I would recommend is just blend up some fresh papaya.
Pineapple.
Right, and just eat it.
Papaya?
Or pineapple.
Yes.
Yeah. And eat it with a spoon. That's your smoothie. Don't put it in the refrigerator. I mean, you can put it in there for like 30 minutes. Not cold freezing. And then take it out and eat it with a spoon. At least you're eating it. The juices, your digestive juices and enzymes is coating the food, digesting it. But you could still blend it, put it in a bowl, if you want it a little cold, like I said, about 30 minutes to an hour, if that, and then just eat it with a spoon. Okay? That's scientific smoothie.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, doing it that way.
And is it true that bananas are not good?
It has a lot of potassium. It has sabotage. Now, if you want to save your eyes, don't eat bananas often. They're going to affect your vision. These
no
things you have to know.
No bags under the eyes. You'll be getting bags under the eyes.
Brother and sister, we're
going
to have to make our exit. There's another show that's coming on right after this one. We already passed our time. We certainly apologize.
Thank you so much. Great question.
Excellent
question. Thank
you. So, brother and sister, come back next Monday, so we're going to entertain more questions. So we're going to make our exit. I don't even have time to close out because we're right beyond the time. So we're going to invite you to stay tuned to the next program. This is Ali Kuli High, and the host is Imam Abdulaziz from Bronx, New York, Masjid Adam. And their motto is, we are together under any and all circumstances. So, brothers and sisters, we thank you for joining us today here on Optima Health on AM 360. Please join us next week, same time, same station, and bring someone with you. We certainly appreciate the time and attention you've given us. We greet you with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you.
Wa alaikum assalam. All right.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
The son of the Almighty Elijah Muhammad is leading us. I don't see any way you can leave. Not and be good people. You must have some bad in you that's blocking the way. Yes. So when we look at it and see how nature designed us, and nature is perfect. Mm-hmm. Yes. And don't think we're just newcomers. Oh, well, we're newcomers in this office. We're the first one to see this way. No, the ancients saw it that way. The ancients, the very ancients saw it that way. The ancients that we call idol worshippers. Language of paganism or idolatry was only a language to hide their knowledge. They weren't that stupid. That kind of worship was for the ignorant, for the masses. That's why we speak of the modern world that keeps us out of the life that God intended for us. We call it modern Egypt, modern Babylon. Why? Because using the same old cheating strategies to cheat the masses out of their life that those ancient languages used, the ancient nations used. Whereas you have a little superficial reading of religion for us in our religious life to hold us back from the life that God has created us for. Those ancient people had myths and pictures and storytelling in which they had hidden their scientists in their truth. You give us a superficial reading, you read deep. And you govern us, you are our master. Govern us, and you have blinded us. You have made us blind, and you are governing us. Yes, when God made us see. Yes. These are the realities. I'm pointing to you the reality. Allah has not raised up the son of the Eye of Muhammad to point you to some cheap religion. So we're trying to see the movement that is going to bring the world to its conclusion. And these movements started in the beginning. And I think the Bible says somewhere in there, say one was chosen or selected, who when you look at him, looked like he was slain from the foundations of the world. Meaning that he was kept dead, or mentally dead, from the knowledge that built the world, from the foundation of the world. He doesn't know how the world was started. But God liked it because of his human constitution. And God selected him, and then God inspired him and raised him up to be the new builder. Isn't that wonderful? That is wonderful. Jesus Christ is a sign that God does not need the educated to save the world. Muhammad is a sign answering Jesus as a sign pointing to the reality. He's a sign, too, that God does not need the educated to save the world.
That's right.
Because he picked this man that didn't have any knowledge of what they use over the heads of the masses to rule the world.
Right.
But God brought him into it. And I often think about how God puts it. He said he was not there, speaking of Muhammad the prophet, peace be on him. See, he was not there when you were planning your meeting. I know the way he's speaking and what he's doing down here. You think he was invisible somewhere in your meeting, hearing everything and seeing everything you were doing? No, he was not there, but I'm present everywhere. God is present everywhere and knows everything. And I have revealed it to this man. He didn't get it from you. He didn't steal it, and you didn't get it to him. But you know he got it. So Allah says they recognize him. As they do their own sons. Their own sons don't mean no flesh here. The reference to the evolution of man from blood, from water, blood, clay, and all that to a complete body is addressing two things at the same time. It's addressing our biological evolution, our material bodily evolution, but more importantly, it is addressing the evolution of our consciousness, where God expands the consciousness and enriches the consciousness and brings man to be a complete man in his mental makeup and in his soul and in his spirituality. That's what it's addressing. He brings the life of the spirituality to be clothed with flesh. And I used to weld, and sometimes we had to make sure everything was the material I'm working on in complete balance, the perfectly level and everything. And then they had to put something to it, and my form would say, make sure it's flesh. So flesh means more than just meat. In my profession as a welder, flesh meant something else. So in the language of Revelation, flesh means something else. That means just meat. And in the gospel, it's plain there. I don't know how many Christians preachers understand it, but it's as plain as day. In the gospel, Jesus explains to his followers, his disciples, his what is it, communion? The Last Supper. The Last Supper. Communion. The sacrament in the Last Supper. So he explains it. He says, quote, I'm quoting the Bible, not my understanding, not my language, the Bible. He says, the blood is the spirit of the New Testament. And the flesh is the doctrine. The doctrine. Now, that's plain as day. So, should I see Jesus Christ as a race, as a man, a Jew, or a white man, in flesh? No! Because Jesus didn't want us to look at flesh in that sense. He wanted us to look at flesh in the sense of spirit in a body of knowledge. He says spirit of the New Testament. That means spirit and a body of knowledge. And he wanted us to see his flesh as the doctrine or the teaching or the meat of that body of knowledge. That's what he talks to. So here's the Bible interpreting itself. Jesus Christ has words in the gospel in the New Testament to interpret the mystery right there, plain as day. You think the Pope doesn't know that? He couldn't be the Pope if he didn't know that. In fact, he wouldn't even be a cardinal if he didn't know that. I'm not taking fun. Church of the Negro. Church of the African American. And I do believe that our people, they always... We always have a few who didn't accept things face value. A few always were trying to penetrate the darkness with their efforts to understand with their intelligence. And some of them did. So you find preachers. You know, you might sing and act and look like those other ones. But you take it, go back home with him and you talk to you and know he's different. He got the life. To know that even among those that have 90% of their people in the dark, we can find some that appreciate our life and see us as the living and the eye of the living, which includes them and us and others. Yeah, that's hard for me to know that we're not alone. It would be very hard if we were alone. We got many friends and helpers among all the great faiths, even among the Buddhists, even among the Hindus, because all of these religions have come to their perception of the external world of man, of human life, how we're to relate to the external world, how we're to live in this material creation. All of them have come to a knowledge of how all of the great religions have respected the excellence of human constitution, of the human maker, as God made it, as God created. All of them have come to respect that. Look how they reverence Buddha,
And hit him.
He's a man. And he's called not just a man, but he's the enlightenment.
Yeah, how wholesale it
is. Huh? Look how they reverence for the enlightenment.
Mm-hmm. Those are
the prophets. Don't get fed up and say, this is a bunch of mess. This is all year of the freak. Don't be fake. Just study the respect.
Yeah.
You'll come to the same conclusion that I come to, that they have come to perceive human beings as the precious creation of God, are the most precious living things that exist. And they appreciate that human being when that human being receives the enlightenment. And that human being has received enlightenment, is enlightened, educated for its purpose on this earth. They make it an idol worship. Hindus. And the Buddhists maybe too.
Like me.
So but we have a common saving source and saving force. Common with Jews, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, and their others. Even if we don't have a common ritual, our common culture, our common ideology. Now, ideology may branch off and when it completes itself, it differs so much from the other ideology, so we have to say one ideology is not. With Christian ideology, or with Jewish ideology, or with Buddhist, or Hindu, or other, right? We are distinct. We are distinct in our constitution as a body of knowledge.
Every day, all the time.
How it's constituted and how it serves the world. We are distinct. But when we look at what has brought men on the path of progress, to bring the whole world to the best perceived idea.
Thank God I got three.
We see that they were aiming for the same thing we were aiming for.
Right.
All the major religions aiming for the same thing.
But
I believe that they are more limited than Islam. I believe every other ideology I've studied is more limited than Islam. Because Islam is what brought about public education.
Right.
It was the Prophet himself who demonstrated the necessity of giving education to the public. He didn't deny anybody, open to anybody that came up. And he taught you on the level that you are. If you couldn't write well Arabic, he had teachers to teach them Arabic, how to write in Arabic. Prayers and to give the khutbah. I didn't need the prayers. I asked for someone else. I ask for God's
So I'll begin right after the Zohar prayer. We might have something else
And I will continue until breakfast time.
Allahu Akbar.
And then have Maghrib prayer with you.
Allahu Akbar.
And I will leave.
Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر
Right here. Thank you so much.
That ain't too much for the Egypt you just left.
Yeah.
For the Egypt you're in, that's not too much for them. You don't have to be in this great Egypt that you're in now. You go to any Egypt. I mean, any community, any civilized community, you see. Write the word mission. Mission holds the secret too. The name Egypt holds the secret itself. Cairo holds a secret. I explained something to the meaning of Cairo to you, what it means. And the word mission holds a secret. Now, you know, the Egyptians have never accepted to be called Egyptians at home. No Egyptian will refer to himself as an Egyptian, to another Egyptian. He calls himself Misri, means I'm a mission from Misri. Yes. So go to any Egypt for these little small things. And believe me, that problem is in the Quran. Nothing is in the Quran as an issue for mankind.
That's just what I
that is not universal.
Well, actually,
you find the people in the mindset of ancient Egypt, you'll find them in other parts of the world. Of that same mindset. They might have developed their world differently, but they were the same mindset. And you'll find people of this small mind in many places of the world, not just in Egypt. So that's why I said go to any mission and you'll find that. You'll find people who get a little knowledge. See, a knowledge is lacking to the structure that embodies the knowledge. You see? So, little flimsy plants, they represent flimsy knowledge. You know?
Well,
if you're a tomato, in your intellect, fruit is heavier than your bone.
Whenever I make down, I just sit still.
On your muscles.
Let it turn
itself.
If
you don't put something to support your body, support your rising up,
hurt.
Your fruit is going to bring your whole body down to the ground. I know because I'm also a gardener. My mother made me a gardener. She was the first to make me a gardener. And I love gardening too. The tomatoes get so heavy, they bring the little weak vines down. And you have to dust the dirt off of them, wipe the dirt off. Sometimes you may lose a few because something, insects or something on the ground will rot it. All this will rot. Yes. So these things are flimsy in their logic. The body, the bones and the strong parts of it represents the strength of their reasoning and logic. So those that are, I'm giving you the comparison, so you'll be able to read knowledge of the body in material pictures.
I use the same one as this.
Material matter. Of material matter. Yes. So, Greece. A little flimsy. Body, right? Flimsy support, pardon me, for the product. Actually, the body is what supports the product. Flimsy support for the product. And if it didn't crawl up by vines on things, it couldn't raise up high, could it?
What's this, I can't?
The weight would pull it down, keep it down to the ground. Keep it on low level.
Shrimp?
Yeah.
And
I'm allergic to shrimp.
That's what they use to intoxicate the mind.
They ain't gonna bother.
Call this a ferment. To have another
spirit. I see a shrimp.
They give it another spirit.
Got it.
And then it intoxicates the mind. Right? Yes. Yeah. Ancient civilizations use grace. And they use grace as a sign. And that knowledge we talk right now did not originate in Judaism or Christianity as well. These religions came much later and they took knowledge from these ancient people and they incorporated it into the scripture. A good Bible will acknowledge that. That the Bible is not just revelation. The Bible is history. The Bible is myth. The Bible is constituted of different kinds of
I think it was yeah.
And the Quran acknowledges that in different ways, but the language is acknowledged. that these things come from people of old, and that they were given, the ancient nations were given these things, but they did not obey the nature that God created them to evolve upon, and they consequently did not obey God, and they departed from the way and walked their establishment of their civilization. Their civilization that passed away, that our scripture did. That way, having not reached them all. Another reference to this reality that I've been addressing now for a long time. Another reference to it, don't forget, I mentioned firstly, I said Jesus Christ, didn't I? Jesus Christ is a sign. And Muhammad. Okay, don't forget that. It's very important. And then I mentioned the clock of God and the clock of mankind. The time piece that God created to keep time. And the time piece that man creates or makes to keep time. And I mentioned the word of God, coming into the world and serving as guidance to guide man, that is to help his nature. This, I keep telling you all, and I keep telling you this, because I know what this will do for your intellect and your heart if you accept it wholly as I'm giving it to you. Not in part, accept it completely and clearly as I'm giving it to you. I know the great benefit that will come to your intelligence and to your heart. It's important to understand that when Allah says, Dina Sitra Kuleti, the religion of origin, or put how it's translated in Abdullah, and Abdullah is the translation that we use. Translation we use in English. Chapter 30, ayah 30. The religion of, how he puts it. I won't hear the English. Can you open it and read it? I'm not in frame here. So we can read it. We want to read it the way he gives it. I'll explain it to you. The religion of origin. But he doesn't give this word language. I'm giving you that language. Origin. I didn't read it. And so it's heard by everyone. You don't have to come get close. Yeah.
Establish Allah's handiwork according to the pattern on which He has made mankind.
Pattern. Okay? Thank you. He used pattern. The old translation that we use of Muhammad, I say old because it's a little older than this, Muhammad Ali's translation, gives it another way. He gives another. He doesn't say this pattern. He gives another one. But anyway, he says pattern. It is pattern. Pattern is correct. But does Fitra say pattern exactly? No. Fitra Kuleti. Fitra is the word we're talking about now. Fitra. Fitra, the verb that we form from the same root that Fitra we get, Fitra, is Fatara. Fatara. And what does Fatara mean? Fatara means originated. Originated, brought something about that was not in existence before. It means originated. Fitra is the noun form of the verb fatara. So it's something that is in its original state. It's in its original state. So the deen and fitra means the religion that is of the original original constitution of man, how man was constituted originally. This is man. This is not something that's in on a book. This is not referring to some ideology or some revelation. No. This is referring to the nature of the human person. Deen al-Fitra means that this is a religion of your origin, of how you were originally constituted as a human person, as every baby is, as Adam was, as Adam, the first man was, and as every baby is from his mother. This is a religion of that. And then the church says to him the same, look, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It was good enough for mom and dad, it's good enough for me. That religion that is suited to my God-given creation, me and my original nature and state as a human person, innocent person, loving person, person ready to become a member in the society, in the family, or in the social order, and go along with that order, not a rabbit. So this is what it's all about. God is saying that I didn't fashion man or evolve man. Tetrarch too. Look at the word tetrarch. Being a sitter, and then God says tetrarch. Use the verb. Being a sitter to leti tetrarch. Of the same origin, of the same meaning. God speaks of the noun, the form, noun form, the established form, and then he uses the word, the verb, the action, that's all. He did that. So he is the one that created the tetra. God is the one that created the tetra, the original nature for man to evolve upon. That's exactly what it means. Now, in the birth of Jesus Christ, you have a scene. The world has a scene. The scene is a scene of animals and a child exposed to these animals. And these animals are not bothering or disturbing that child. And it's called what? The nativity. It is called fitra. It is called fitra. That means fitra. Nativity and fitra are the same. Whether you accept it from me or not, I'll give it to you. Nativity and fitra means the same. And these are the signs of how God makes human life in accord with his law for all living things. That's what it's saying. And if you're in accord with the life, all these lives can live together. Human beings can you trust your baby with animals.
Yes.
Not animals in a zoo. Animals among human beings. The lamb of the human. The sheep of the human. The donkey of the human. The rabbit of the human. All of these animals, if they all respect my design, my pattern for their evolution, you all can lay together and not fear any harm coming from one another. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. So here comes the Quran addressing the same realities that the Bible, the Jews, the Bible that addresses the Jews and the Christians, addressing the same realities. It's the same reality. And help us to come into more and better understanding, a clearer perception of these things. So it is a tafsir itself. The Quran itself is a tafsir. Before we do our tafsir, the Quran itself is a tafsir on what went before it, or what was revealed before. Okay, that's good. They didn't cook you for 2 or 3 hours. They're speeding you up. Oh, there's a quick way to soak now, sisters. You cook for brothers too, the right cook. There's a quick way to soak now. You take your beans and you wash them. You put them in water and you boil them for about 15 minutes. Bring them to the boil, let them boil for 15 minutes, cut it off. 2 hours later, come and cook your beans. And you can cook them in maybe 1 hour. Say again. Now you can give my tip or my pay to the master. Now, Allah says in the Quran that He has made the earth a place for you to be gathered. From it He brought you. To it He returns you. And He promises us that He will raise you up again from it. This is what Allah says in the Quran, but it's in also other scriptures. And in the Quran, in this line of communication or revelation, God says, there, in the earth, you will find the fulfillment of all your aspirations. There, you'll find the answer, the fulfillment for all of your aspirations. Allah didn't create us to spy for something outside of the reality of His creation that He made. If you want to become alienated from His creation and His plan and His reality that He made for our reality, this flesh body, you are losing yourself and you will never find your own self. You'll be lost from even your own self. But if you want to find all of your hopes for fulfillment of your life inside of this rim or inside of this context we call the objective world, earth itself, you're on the right track and you will grow and grow in more achievement and in more happiness. Yes? Hence, Muhammad said, and Allah has revealed it. He said, when they are brought to consciousness and the world comes to them, the world after, or here, they will say, why, this resembles what we had before.
All right.
And that's your natural, that's your original fitra. That's your fitra. My fitra does not want something different from the wife I have now. If I'm going to have a wife, give me her. That's my choice now. You think if I die, I'm going to change my choice? Dead? I don't know. My choice is dead. So if I'm going to have one in heaven and paradise, I got my choice already.
Okay.
And if God fulfills my dream or my hope, I expect to see her or something looking just like her in paradise. And that goes for every other, all my other aspirations. I desire to be free from this perishable body. I desire to be free to praise God forever. Free to serve Him forever. I never want to stop serving Him. So death is a sad note for my life. Yes, I don't want to stop. I want to serve Him eternally. That's in my fitra. Yes. No one has to dream up of an ideal plan for my life or an ideal world for me to live in. My nature speaks it to me. My own nature, God created it, speaks to me of the world that I walk hereafter. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
God says, as I've mentioned, in the honor of Kipata, have not we made the world sufficient to serve your needs? In this life, the world serves our material needs, and there is enough. If you look at all of the produce of the earth, farmers can produce and do produce, and how much is denied the trip to the market. By law, they can't take it to the market. How much is plowed under?
Yes.
How much is burned up?
Yes.
How much is given in charity? And there's a limit on how much they can give in charity.
Yes.
To starving nations.
Right.
Why? Because this is also giving these nations is also an instrument that is in the hand of government to bring these nations more in line with what they want them to have as the nation.
Right. That's right.
So no, you can't give too much. They're not good. You can only give to these that are okay to give. You can only give as much as I okay you to give. So that quarters, right?
Yes.
So Allah says, have not I made enough of you? Now, we're finding out now, this is my conclusion. We want to see this world as Allah wants us to see. And we want to be free from these bad ways of seeing things so that our souls will be happier and more productive.
That's right.
And our life will be pleasant and more productive.
That's right.
That's what we want.
Yes.
Okay. So, smoking now, they tell you. But how long has the generation been smoking? But now they tell you, if you're a pregnant woman, you're smoking, you can produce a deformed child.
That's right.
A deformed child. And when I was a boy, we thought all deformities was Mother Nature.
Yes.
Blaming Mother Nature for all the deformities that man's world was causing.
Hmm?
Now, if smoking is causing that, couldn't there be other things in man's world causing other problems that we're blaming on Mother Nature?
Yes.
Is it possible that maybe God did create human beings in a world, in a natural world, that was so beautiful and supportive of their life, that they had no diseases, they had perfect health and beauty? Huh? Isn't it possible, based upon what we have learned here recently? From science. So don't doubt the promise of God. I believe the promise of God is firstly for the living.
Yes.
In their bodies.
Yes.
And that we one day will realize the world in our biology. Oh, but my biology is going to be dirt by then. No, it will not. You left your biology if you had a child.
Yes.
You left your biology in your child.
Yes.
Don't be so damn selfish. Can't you live in your child?
Yes.
Aren't you more happy with your child getting something than you getting it?
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
I want for my child more than I want for myself.
Yes.
I hurt when my child can't have it more than I hurt when I can't have it.
Yes.
God has given us that fitrah, so we will look for paradise in the generations to come.
Yes.
So my following, who say you are my students, let us work to bring about that day when the world will be back, just a just world, a world protecting life and caring about life more than money. Protecting life so that we will get rid of all these things that's corrupting life. Don't you know spiritual diseases can bring about physical diseases? Your psyche can be disease and it will cause your body to come up, break out with disease. It can even deform your body. So if we use God's Spirit and God's Word to reconstitute human beings, after man's world has corrupted the concept, the original physiology, is it possible that we may have a virtual heaven or paradise on this earth in time? Well, that's what the wise leaders are working for. And they're struggling with Satan and his followers, his blind followers. Let us be in the company of these workers. And God says that when we have concluded our work, he will say, oh my servant, pleasing and pleased, return to your Lord, pleasing and pleased, enter you among my workers, called Emmanuel, my servant, enter you my paradise. Now, but man, is there nothing for the spirit after the biology is finished? We don't know. Both books says of that no man has seen or heard. But then God consoles the soul that wants that for himself personally. God says, I grab two things from what I know in the sources of knowledge. First, God says, if you want to know me, ask my true believers. He didn't say ask the scientist. He didn't say ask the scholar. He said ask my true believers. So God also says that the one who created this creation for the first time, I mean, this is my beginning. Can't you understand then that he who made it for the first time is able to repeat his work? To make it again?
Yes, sir.
So you don't have to buy this, but I have come to warn. I have hope for it. And I've come to warn. The opportunity, a chance to be accepted in a new universe. Science says this one is going to go away one day. Many parts of it died now and passing away. And science is saying that all of it will go away one day. And Revelation says that this whole creation that we see visible to the eye now, it shall be rolled up as a scroll and become no more. So what does it mean? We have nothing of this but history. Now how can we have history if it's all gone? Because who's there to keep history? So it's saying something double. And Muhammad said, Revelation speaks two messages at the same time. So it's saying something double. It's saying that this that we see and attach our souls to is not permanent. And we should attach ourselves to God's Spirit and His person to the end, His will, or what is. Don't fall in love with this so much that you can't do without this.
Right.
Yes, be prepared to lose all this and stay with God's Spirit and will. Yes. So this is the message, you know. That's one. And the other one is that Revelation has to be fulfilled.
Right.
And they have created a sky that has to be a church.
Yes.
Right. And you're going to find any number of these people.
Right.
It's going to be rolled up in a scroll. So, brother Imam now, and the teachers, scholars and teachers, tomorrow we're going to discuss Islam as a call. It's mentioned in the Quran. We're going to discuss Islam as a call. And you know, it begins with what is called a call, but the word call is not in it. It begins with Adhan. Adhan, that's the call to Islam, the call to worship. But it's also called Islam. It begins with Hayya al-Salam, Hayya al-Salam. Allahu Akbar first, acknowledging God, that God is over, greater, bigger, more important than everything. Then Hayya al-Salam, Hayya al-Salam. And you say it four times before you call the people, say Hayya, four times to acknowledge that God is bigger than the universe itself. That's what it means. The four directions mean the universe. Universal. the universe. And four rivers went out from the garden, and they supplied the water of life to the whole world, huh? The whole known world. That's the Bible. Mm-hmm. Four rivers. It only means universal stream. The universal stream of knowledge went out to find the way. And the greatest civilization of that time sprung up right there in that area, right? That area. You know geography, the Bible geography, you know. But the greatest civilization sprung up right there in that area where the four rivers went out. And the testimony to those nations rising up still exists. Because you still have Mesopotamia. You still have Iraq, Iran. In that area, right?
Yes.
Still there, as testimony.
Yes.
That they flourish one day.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So I have really enjoyed this.